NBC News Radio, I'm Chris Caraggio. Health experts are saying there's no need to panic over the new COVID variant called Omicron that was first detected in South Africa. UMass Memorial infectious disease specialist Dr. Sadeep Jubal says they're keeping a very close eye on this latest strain.
Definitely we should take this seriously, but at this point, we just need more data.
Beginning Monday, the Biden administration is closing America's borders to travelers from 8 African nations. Israel is banning all foreigners from entering the country as part of an effort to stem the spread of the new COVID variant. Israel banned travelers from most African nations on Friday. The new restrictions kick in at midnight Sunday, just after the start of Hanukkah, and are expected to last 14 days. All Israelis entering the country, regardless of vaccination status, will be required to quarantine for 3 days and can leave isolation only after a negative COVID test. City leaders in Waukesha, Wisconsin, will be holding observances in honor of last week's parade attack victims. On Sunday, Mayor Sean Riley and city council members will hold a moment of silence at 4:39 p.m. local time. The time represents the moment when a driver used his vehicle to plow through participants in a Christmas parade last Sunday. Americans spent less money than expected at U.S. shopping centers on Black Friday. The Adobe Digital Economy Index says consumers spent about $6.6 billion up until 9 p.m. Eastern, which is about $2 billion less than expected. The Supreme Court is set to hear arguments Monday challenging the state of Mississippi's 15-week abortion ban. The case, Dobbs v. Jackson Women's Health Organization, is a challenge to what pro-choice activists have called a blatantly unconstitutional ban. A Louisiana-based company is voluntarily recalling over 150,000 units of hand sanitizer because the packaging closely resembles water bottles. The hand sanitizer in American Screening's 8-ounce containers is a 70% ethyl alcohol gel. It's meant, like all hand sanitizers, to be applied to the skin and not ingested, but the design has raised some concerns. You're listening to the latest from NBC News Radio.